I'm Larry Caranzel with Arts Focus. This year's Discover Classical Young Talent Search is full of firsts. The first baritone soloist, the first bassoonist, and the first harpist to win the Young Talent Search. That harpist is 16-year-old Elsie Bradley of Beaver Creek. You've been playing the harp for 9 years?
I have. I started when I was 7 years old with Bobby Strobar, the coordinator of the Dayton Area Harp Ensemble, and then I moved on with my studies to Stephanie Lacuna.
Why the harp?
That's a question I get asked a lot. People see me moving it around and they go, why didn't you play the flute? Or don't you wish you'd play the flute or the piccolo? My parents always had a harp. And when I was little, there was pictures of me climbing on it. And I guess it was always kind of my destiny, I guess you could say.
How long have you been working with Stephanie?
I believe it's 5 years this November.
And you said that she is the reason that you are the harpist you are today.
Yes. When I was younger, I was really frustrated because I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere because I wasn't challenged with my music. And then when I moved on to Stephanie, she let me pick my own music and things that I wanted to play. And I felt like I was really motivated to play these pieces the way that I had heard them.
What's some of your favorite music for a harp?
I don't know. I listen to a lot of different styles of music, and I feel like my music taste is often not of the taste of the music that I play. I listen to pop music and folk music, and a lot of times I end up just playing whatever Stephanie gives me, which is things that I end up loving.
And you've just started this year at Stivers. What's that experience like?
It's a completely different view from Beaver Creek High School. Everyone is so focused on everything that they're doing. Everybody's working to be the best and everybody's competing against each other, but there's still this sense of community and a family sense in the entire building with whoever you meet.
And not only do you play music, you are also a visual artist. Tell me about that side of your talents.
When I first registered for Stivers, I decided that I wasn't just going to do music, I would also do art. Art has always been a big part of my life. And so I auditioned, and I was put into the highest level art class, which is AP Art. I'm currently preparing my portfolio to send to the College Board. And during the summer, I got to take a summer intensive in ceramics. I've loved ceramics since I was 4 years old, and I had never thrown before. So the day before, I went to a local pottery school and took a class, and then I went the next day to the intensive and they thought I was amazing, and I was like, this is really bad, what am I doing? But now I'm preparing my portfolio for next year to do a 3D portfolio.
So what happens when you send something to the AP College Board?
When you send it to the AP College Board, you're rated on a scale of 1 to 5 on 3 sections of your portfolio. There's your breath portion, which is where you explore different medias. Like, I have a bunch of prints and sculpting and watercolor paintings and drawings, and they want to see your exploration. The next part is your concentration. The concentration is the statement that all of your work is based upon. My concentration is relationships between people over distances, because much of my family is over in the Philippines, because my mom is from there. So I do these paintings of portraits, and in their concentration, they're expecting to see growth. And then there's this last section where you send in 5 pieces, and it's called your quality section, and they want to see just your craftsmanship.
So with music and also visual art, what other interests do you have?
In the summer of my freshman year, I started to Irish dance. I went to the World Affair, and I saw the Celtic Academy of Irish Dance, and I thought, I have to do that. I have to. It's incredible to see 15, 20, 25 girls beating the crap out of a wood floor. And I decided I had to do that. And I told my dad, I was like, can I do that? And he said, yes. So I've been doing that ever since. And I started competing. And since then, I have moved up from what most people would call level 1 to level 4 in a year and a half. So much of what I do is dedicated to concentration and focus that if you don't practice, you're never going to move up to the next level, whether it's dance or art or music.
What inspired you to apply for the Young Talent Search?
I was in DPYL last year, and I kept hearing these people, Cameron Page and Paul Schubert, were like, I got the Young Talent Search. And I was like, I should do that. I can do that. And then I was like, when I was preparing, Stephanie was like, you can do this. And I was like, I can't do this. It took me about 12 tries to get this recording, but I finally did it. And I was very, very proud of myself for having done this. So just going through this process was a very good experience for me.
harpist Elsie Bradley. You'll hear her live in concert at the University of Dayton Sears Recital Hall, along with the rest of the winners of this year's Discover Classical Young Talent Search. Get more information about the upcoming concert at discoverclassical.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.